Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is that what you want to know?
All right, I'm ready to rock. Are you ready to rock? You know, Mafia constantly throwing curveballs at me. I'm not aware of the time difference. That's what it is. I'm on New York City time. I refuse to switch to the West Coast, and then I screw up the show regularly, and I get away with it, which is incredible. Robbie Gould is here. Everyone knows the great kicker. I was just saying, so you, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming by. I know you were doing some of the other shows. This show's better. Anyway.
Not biased or anything like that, right?
Yeah. I know all those guys. They make a lot of money, and then we're just funnier and just better looking.
Yeah.
And, I mean, chicks dig us. I have to ask you, so you were a free agent all in 23 and then decided to retire. Is that about right?
Yeah.
You were with the Niners forever.
Yeah, so I retired December 7th.
Right before Christmas.
Made a lot of decisions leading up to that to figure out what we wanted to do. Obviously, we were still getting phone calls the whole way throughout the season. The big thing for me was, you know, what was I going to do to cement my legacy in the last 4 weeks of the season and leave my family and whatnot. And I've gotten comfortable being where I was and comfortable with the transition of football, and decided that it was time for me to walk away.
Was it brutal? Was that brutal for you? Because I know when you do it for so long and then the family comes into play and everything else, were you tripping having to make the decision, or was it an easy one for you?
I think it kind of was a buildup of a lot of different scenarios and situations that allowed it to be easier. You know, I think what I missed the most about it is when the playoffs came. You know, and we still could have went and kicked in the playoffs, but decided not to. But I think for me, that's when I started missing it, because I love playoff football.
There's who doesn't? We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, of course, Channel 159 Sports Byline, and their affiliates out of San Francisco. Good to have you with us from Radio Row at the Mandalay Bay, where the fishes fly at Super Bowl 58. We're talking to Robbie Gould. So, first of all, I want to ask you, that fraternity that you were in, it's a different kind of clique being a kicker. I was friends with Pete Stojanovic when he was a soccer player at Indiana University, and I've always felt like, you know, these great soccer players can kick like nobody's business. What was it like being in that fraternity where there's nothing like it? I guess being a quarterback is a lot like it, because the kicker and the quarterback get all the glory or all the blame.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The difference between the two positions is there's two or three quarterbacks on the roster. There's only one kicker.
Only
there's
one
only
kicker.
One punter. There's There's only one long snapper. So it is a very small community. It's awesome to be a part of that. You know, some of the greatest mentors and friends I've been able to create relationships with are in the kicking community. And now to be on the other side of that, retired and, you know, talking to them about the transition and talking to them about, you know, legacy and talking to them about staying in the game and things like that. It's been unique to go through that process with them. So it's awesome to be able to have that small unit.
How did you focus on, like, it would drive me nuts, the stress of it and the wind, the angle, the kick, the being outdoors, being indoors, into the wind in freezing cold weather. Did you, like, honestly freak out at all? Like, what was the stress of it like for you over the years, or did you get accustomed to it and learn to manipulate it?
Well, I think when you play in it all the time, like we did in Chicago, like Lovey was a big believer that we called it bear weather. So if we were going to play outdoors, we played outdoors for practice, and you get accustomed to the conditions, you get accustomed to playing in, and you don't even think about it. I go to San Francisco, I'm playing in Green Bay at 0 degrees.
Right.
I hadn't played in a game that cold in probably 4 or 5 years. And it was literally like riding a bike. Like, yeah, whatever, it's
Listen,
zero.
That stadium, I'll tell you, because I'm a lot older than you, when Kevin Butler kicked there, and it was Soldier Field, before they ruined it and turned it into a spaceship, that's what they did to it, because it used to be open-aired,
yep.
And they had the pillars, and the wind would whip through there,
yeah.
And it was the most impossible place, I think, besides Buffalo, the two of them were the most impossible places to kick in the NFL, and then they turned it into a spaceship, like a, you know, they ruined it.
Yeah, you know,
so
I
much
think,
to the point that they're building a new one now,
I think,
because they've ruined that stadium. What was it like, because if you would have kicked like he did, you may not have a job for long, it was so hard to kick at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I just think the way that the game has developed, you know, back then you didn't know who your snapper might have been. You didn't know who your holder was going to be. Now
right.
You have a punter who's the holder. You have a snapper who's just a snapper. So I think the game's evolved a lot from the Kevin Butler 1980 timeframe.
Right.
I think the other thing, too, is...
To your advantage.
Yeah, well, just in general. I think the other advantage, I would say, is different, is that the guys are bigger, they're stronger, and you have to find a way to stay in the league at a almost 90% success rate. You know, it's different where,
right.
Like, in baseball, you hit 300, they love you.
Yeah.
You hit 300 in NFL.
You don't have a job.
Yeah, right? So I think the big part about, you know, kicking in stadiums and those ideas is you have to formulate a game plan, and hopefully you're mentored to the point where I would have a whole notebook of notes. What was in the locker room? Was it a small locker room? Was it a big locker room? Was there hot tubs or was there no hot tubs?
Come on.
Yeah, you know, what was the wind like? Where do we kick? Was it so, like, in Soldier Field, because at noon you wouldn't want to kick into a certain end zone because the sun would be right in your eyes, so you wanted to put the returner into that place. So then you also went and took pictures. I took pictures from the 50-yard line of both directions. So I already knew going into
it. That is crazy.
I knew where the game clocks were. I knew where you just, as you grow as a player and you play,
you get more experience. You get all the inside skinny.
And everyone asks, like, well, why was Sundays during the playoffs so easy, or why was this so easy? It's because my prep work allowed
paid
me.
Paid off.
I knew what I was doing when I went in there.
What
I wasn't
was it
searching.
Like, and I want to ask you quick. You have to tell me what you're doing with DiGiorno. I know they're giving the fans mm-hmm. a chance to win a free pizza if the kicker doinks the upright or the crossbar at any point during a big game on Sunday. And we all know how hard it is and unpredictable it is kicking. But you know what? There's one thing that's not predictable. I already know how good DiGiorno pizza is. I already know that. So I put it in the oven. Boom. I get a big fat pizza. DiGiorno. I don't have to order. I don't have to make it myself. I know I can count on DiGiorno, and now you're telling me if one of these kickers doinks, you're giving away pizzas?
A free pizza, yeah. So DiGiorno's for the second year. DiGiorno's Pizza is doing the second year they've done it, which is pretty cool. Now, listen, as a kicker, I don't want the doink to happen, but
no,
if the doink's going to happen, open.
I do now.
I want it to go in, and I want the free pizza. So go to DiGiorno.
And I want to be part of the 20 grand you're giving away with the sports book.
Yeah, so it's pretty unique what they're doing with DraftKings. You can go and predict some of the outcomes of certain opportunities there and win up.
I just want you to know my sponsor, BetMGM, hopes that the kicker doesn't even get in the game at this point after you mentioned one of their enemies. They're hoping that the kicker is kidnapped and sold to another country and he doesn't arrive for the game. Now, so your family now has you more. Do they like you more now? You got 20 seconds. Do they like you more now that you're not kicking?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My kids, at one point when I was taking them to school, I still asked me if my leg worked. So I think they're happy that dad's home, but I think they miss being a part of the NFL locker room,
awesome,
and things
dude.
Like that.
Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
And thanks to DiGiorno.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at Super Bowl 58 at Radio Row in the Mandalay Bay, we talked to Robbie Gould, and then we're supposed to have Nick Lowry show up here. He was actually here earlier doing another show on Sirius at NFL Radio. And then what I really wanted to do, as you know, Carver High, was to try to get Nick to get in a fist fight with Robbie. Actually, see if the kickers are actually in a fraternal, you know what I mean, like a kicker fight where you have like a, you know, there's a fraternity, there's like a fraternity of kickers, and they're all in that isolated group. And then, like, if I got them to fight, I think it might be interesting. You know what I mean?
I think
one
it would
guy
be interesting.
Might think he's better than the other.
I feel like the kickers probably stick together. Like, and I mean the place kickers. Like, they probably want to fight the punters, right? Like, the punters and the kickers probably don't like each other. Like, I feel like there's more friction between those guys than there would be from the place kickers.
Field position is everything, as you know, Carver High.
Yeah.
If you can get a kicker, like, I think the Steelers kicker, I don't like to say his name, Fat Ass, that he is not good at, you know, kicking the ball into wind or at kicking the ball inside the 10-yard line. But I do think he has mastered the shank. He has got the shank down to a science.
Shankopotamus. I did think the one thing that was interesting that he just said was, I think that a lot of us were watching these games, we're betting on these games, and we always dread when the kicker comes out. Like, he gave you like a little inside look there. Like, there's actually, believe it or not, a lot of homework a lot of these guys have to do, like, before the game and the prep, like standing at the 50-yard line, taking pictures and getting out the wind and seeing where the wind's going. Like, they actually put a lot of work into this beforehand. Yeah.
So listen,
crazy.
Now wait a minute. Now, so the guy shows up. Let's just cut to the chase here. The guy shows up to sell pizzas to me, and then he doesn't bring me an effing pizza. Here's my advice. Since I have nothing to do with them, here's my advice for next year. When you show up to do the Radio Row circuit and you go around the room to do 100 interviews, what you need to do is have the guy with the heat pizza pack carrying hundreds of slices of DiGiorno for all the people like me that are starving that need a slice. You know, because as you know, Carver High, they make pizza better in New York than Las Vegas, just so we're clear.
100%. But that used to happen at these things. Like, back in the day, I forget what year it was when we were there. You know, one of the pizza joints that was either had somebody there selling stuff or was one of the sponsors, like, remember they brought like 1,500 pizzas out there and everybody, and it was gone too in about 6.5 minutes. All these animals and savages, they came over and they just gnarled up all the pizza in about 6 minutes. It was crazy. But they used to actually bring you what they were pushing. Now it's just drive-bys. It runs.
Don't.
Get in, get out. We don't want to be there.
How about this? So we get here and they actually have on every single table and every set and every TV set and all the rest, every radio station, they have bags, like they had baskets like your mother has on her living room table with flowers in it. Instead, they had bags of like, they had They had white cheddar cheese popcorn. So what I did was I ate the white cheddar cheese popcorn, and as the white cheddar got dripping, sticky, overall cack on my hands, and then what I did was I went around shaking people's hands that I don't like and having the sticky the sticky popcorn fallout transfer from my hand to theirs.
Well, what you need to do, though, is you need to be a little bit more strategic with that next time. Like tomorrow, if they do that again and they got the bags on the tables, you need to do it and then go and find all the people that we don't like and we talk bad about all the time. Those are the people that you then need to go and give the cheese hand to all of those people, all the people that we see there every year that we don't like. So, those are the people you have to do it.
So here's the other thing. As you know, in Las Vegas, if you don't go to the liquor store and you don't go to the bank machine and you don't go to the pharmacy, you will pay through the nose for any liquor or any medical supplies or anything else. Like yesterday, I had to go get a belt, and I got a Hugo Boss belt. It was $80 for a belt. You can get one of those at the CVS for $9. So here's the deal. When I'm here and there are bags of chips and there are bags of popcorn and there are bags of Doritos and bags of Lay's potato chips and bags of Get Fat in a Hurry munchies, if you buy those at the hotel, each bag is $40 for a bag of chips or a bag of Cheetos or a bag of Goldfish. So what I would do is I would be here at Radio Row stealing bags, crates of bags of chips, stealing them, and then riding the tram back to the hotel with stolen goods and munchies that I wouldn't have to pay for.
Everything is through the nose at that place, there's no doubt. But I know where you're staying, and at those other MGM properties that are over there, where those guys are over going to be later, they still have one of the best deals you could ever get in that town. And that's the two tall boys with the shot for like $12. Like, you go two tall boys and they give you the shot alongside it when you get it. It's like $12.99 or $12.50 or something. Best deal in town at all the MGM properties.
How about the ATM machines? They used to be like $4 to get the money out. I think it's $10 now. Now when you go to get cash out of in the casino floor, it's like you have to give blood. You have to leave your fingerprints, give blood, and they take $10 from you. So if you get out 200, it's 210 and a fingerprint, and you have to give blood. So I also have to go find a bank that I can get money out of, and I need to go to the liquor store, and I need to go to the pharmacia to get a belt for $9 and take back my $80 Hugo Boss belt, which is essentially a belt worth $9 with a Hugo Boss fake stamp on it that a guy sells in Brooklyn on the bridge for $5.
Here we go. We're probably not going to have time to get this in, so we're going to try to do this here in the couple of minutes that we have. The Rockets are in Indiana tonight, Scotty, against the Pacers. Pacers minus 7.5, 244.5.
Be here.
Kyrie returns to Brooklyn tonight. So we had KD last week, and tonight you have Kyrie Irving back in Brooklyn. Mavs minus 3.5, 235.5 the total.
I bet that this morning, just like I bet yesterday, I gave you Dallas to beat Philly in Philly, and they got it done. And there is no way, in my view, that the Brooklyn Nets will be able to stop Kyrie and Luka from doing whatever they want because, as you know, the Nets win one game a month, and this ain't it.
Probably right. The Battle of Florida, as Orlando heads south to Miami, Heat minus 3.5, the low total 213.5 tonight.
I think these are important games for Eric Spoelstra and the Heat when they got a home stretch going here, and they've been playing better basketball in Miami. I think they get it done tonight and cover against the Magic.
The Grizzlies, who got absolutely pasted in Boston the other night, tonight they're at the world's most famous, the Garden, for the Knicks. Knicks laying 14.5. 212.5 the total.
Well, here's the deal. J-Jack isn't playing, and it's they have no one going. They have absolutely nothing to put on the floor. In my view, they're going to get whacked by the Knicks because Thibodeau, if he's up 14 or 18, going to keep his starters in and rub you out. He has no problem running it up on anyone.
We'll squeeze one more in. Hopefully we'll get the rest later. Minnesota's in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. -5.5 for the T-Wolves, 217.5 the total.
You know, this is, a T-Wolves game that you think is automatic. I'll take DeRozan and the Bulls and the points at home to be in that game. Minnesota should win, but this is the kind of game I'd bet on Minnesota and lose all my money. So I'll take the Bulls and the points.
There you go. We got the up, up, up and away game also. Thunder and the Jazz, Scotty. 238.5. Points, points, points in Utah tonight. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back in Vegas at Super Bowl 58, Radio Row, Mandalay Bay, where the fishes fly. Nick Lowry is here, the legendary kicker from the Chiefs, who, you know, we were talking about his career, and when he was kicking, he was God. And then Chris Clem is here. He is the former chief patrol agent of the U.S. Border Patrol in Yuma. The 310 to Yuma is no
joke. There you go.
Exactly.
And so now let me get to the gist of the match. Massive blue Overwatch thing. Here it is. AI trying to help the po-po keep everybody safe.
Yes.
And then that would be one place that I would start at would be where Chris was, down by the border, which now politicians stop doing everything they're doing, including eating and drinking, to figure out who they're going to blame for the problems at our borders.
Well, we're not going to worry about blaming anybody. This is Massive Blue. You can go to massiveblue.io. But we've got an all-star right here in Chris Clem, who was there and on the border for 27.5 years and until a year ago in Yuma, where there has been an exponential increase in fentanyl trafficking. 300 people per day, more than the Vietnam War, die every day from fentanyl. So Chris and I were working with Massive Blue, and Chris has got an appreciation. Why don't you talk about what it's like if we had AI for the last 20 years, what would the landscape
look
like?
What Scott said is spot on. I mean, I almost just wanted to drop the mic and walk away, right? We've got politicians pointing fingers at each other. We've got a problem right there in front of us. It's been going on.
And no one wants to fix it. They just want to blame the other guy for it.
Which is not leadership.
Which is exactly what
we're doing.
You're not a leader.
Exactly.
Blame.
Exactly what we're doing right now, right, is trying to find the solution. I spent years working on the border, trying to solve it, the conventional adversary, putting things up, infrastructure, technology. Since I've retired, we've joined forces with Massive Blue, and specifically Overwatch, where we're using machine learning and AI to combat the trafficking. Let's look at it this way. We're building a cyber wall to protect our country, protect our companies, protect our communities, and protect our children, because online proliferation by transnational criminal organizations, domestic criminal organizations, are exploiting people every day. And this border crisis that's going on, the people that are coming over here, many of them are caught up in this trafficking vortex. They don't even realize that.
Right.
And we can use this technology, this program, to help rescue.
First of all, two things. One, how impossible is it? Because it has to be nearly impossible. It's crazy. And then, like, dealing with it. It's crazy. And the other thing was, like, I live in New York City, and they had some of the, let's just say, some of the people that came to the city from the border and that were in shelters in New York City. You saw, I don't know if you saw what happened. They kicked and stomped cops, and then they were beating cops to death.
Released without bail.
And then they caught buses to the West Coast and got away with it.
To Phoenix, where I live.
And that is insanity.
It is insanity.
Control the border, let alone when they come into these cities.
You know, if you're a kicker in the NFL, you miss a field goal, you better own it and not make excuses. What's happening now is they're making excuses. Bottom line is it's a terrible thing that's happening, and somebody has to take charge. We can't control what's happening in politics, but thankfully we're working with a company called Massive Blue and Overwatch to do something about it, to provide something for law enforcement, for communities, for nonprofits.
So the good news is we caught those guys, okay? ICE was able to catch them. Back to your point, the question about what was happening in New York City. Look, the mayor came down, his team came down to Yuma when I was chief.
Right.
We told him, hey, this is what's happening. So it's sad that, you know, it's taken this kind of a rude awakening for people to realize that we got a problem. I'm not going to point the finger and say that we're blaming migrants. That isn't. I'm blaming the fact that we have allowed this to go on unchecked, and that's a pull factor that's exploiting people, and the cartels and the smuggling organizations are making money hand over fist. and it's putting people at
risk. Are the cartel guys, because they hate everybody, do they fear you? Because you were down there so long, they knew that you were the popo, the border popo that was going to ruin their life, and they wanted to kill you.
Yeah, no, those threats are real. That happens.
I watch all those shows. They wanted to kill you.
We were high-value targets at that time, especially, but you know, they also knew that there is certain heat they don't want to bring down on U.S. law enforcement, because at some point, they would have to act against a cartel. So, yeah, we don't get too much into that threat.
What
That's
about
part
the
of it.
Stress that you had? Like, what was that like for your life? Honestly, like, I would because I had open-heart surgery. I think I'd have another open-heart surgery with the stress of your job. Like, his job kicking field goals. He was the best ever. And then he even made, like, I was going to have Robbie Gould was here, and then Lowry crushed his numbers. Robbie Gould's here slinging pizzas with me. And then I said, I want you to fight Nick Lowry. And he said he was in fear of you.
Yeah.
Because of your record.
You know, you're so full of it. You're so full of it.
And then the game moved on, and all these guys started breaking your records.
So,
I also think that should be illegal, like the border. The people should be allowed to break your record should be stopped.
The crisis, the stress is there. The stress is real. You're dealing with issues. You're dealing with humans. You're dealing with making
cartels.
Sure your people are safe. And when you see that, sometimes it's just turned a blind eye. That adds to the stress, and obviously knowing that you're on the clock 24 hours a day. There's no turning it off when you're in law enforcement, and the pressure, unnecessary pressure that is coming down from certain media and certain elected officials. But that's why we're doing what we're doing now. We're focusing on trying to help it and make it better for the agencies.
So, one, you live in the Valley, because I think your jewelry is badass. I haven't seen that since I was in Flagstaff. For
I do a lot. I've done a lot of work with American Indians.
Like, honestly, that is
so thank you.
Those are the most beautiful jewelry, because I thought I had it going. You got a Super Bowl ring, and I got a mafia ring. It's a little different than your.
You can
turquoise.
Kiss the ring if you like.
You have turquoise jewelry.
For you, I ask nothing,
fantastic.
But there will come a time when I will call upon you.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that this was phrased earlier by a genius, an analytics genius? He's another one of these AI freaks, and he says to me, "Ask Nick Lowry if the longest kick will go over 47.5 yards and." And if your boy Butker,
in the Super Bowl.
Yes, and if your boy Butker, who you're on the take for because you're a chief, do you believe that he'll kick over 1.5 field goals?
Yes. So he's going to kick 4 field goals. We're going to beat him 26-17. And he's going to have one from 51 yards. How
and
about
so
that?
Over 47.5 and
absolutely.
Over 1.5.
Yep.
And I got to ask you, Chris Klemm, when you left that, I mean, you're like a gangster with a badge. When you left that gangster badge lifestyle and became a suit and started working in the business world and the technology world, and you didn't have weapons strapped to your ankles and waist and in your back pocket and a knife, and then, you know, people lying to you and shooting at you and cartels with fentanyl and cocaine and heroin, do you get off doing this compared to what I know you got off doing that?
Well, you know what? The only thing that's changed since I retired is I grew my hair out and I grew a beard. I had a high and flat top.
I shaved the sides too, like you.
Yeah, so it's in my DNA. Security wouldn't let me bring in all my toys, so it is not the same. The rush is not the same, but you know what? Seeing an opportunity to make a difference, that is still the same.
So the security won't let me go through either, because I have a fake heart and I have a clamp in my chest. And it's the same thing as you carrying a 357 Glock through the door here. They stop you. They stop me. Yeah. I set off alarms at airports, the whole deal.
Yeah. You know, you're channeling Howard Stern, buddy.
This
Howard Stern in your blood
did
still.
Did I not tell you that you would have more fun on this stage than the others?
I was on with Stuttering John on a show on CBS TV for a while, so I was broken in hard.
You know, it's weird. I was long after John. I didn't know John. I went with Howard from CBS to Sirius from 06 to like 13, and then I went back to CBS. So I was after him, and I was certainly filthier than him. I was a horrible human being, and I was good at it.
Yeah, you're smiling, so I don't
Thank
think
you.
There's a was.
No.
I don't think there's a past tense. I think you are loving it.
Yeah.
You are the leader in your own right.
I still get to carry it. That's the original one I wore.
I want to
show that to the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterwards, we got to take a picture together with you arresting me with your Federale badge.
There you go.
I'm still fascinated by the cartel
badges.
There are no better shows on television than watching you guys deal with cartels and gangsters.
To catch a smuggler is a good one to watch.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Especially when they
watch all those. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
What do you got? Cocaina. You love it when
I just watched I just watched for the third time the different versions of the Blanco story. That was another woman that was the devil. Yeah. She killed everyone, and she was bringing in like 300 million pounds a year into the U.S.
And this is why we have this platform. It's why we talk about it, right? Because we're talking about some fun stuff to watch, but the reality is that it's what's going on in this country
and it isn't
around
funny.
The world. It's not fun at all, and that's why we want to use our platform and we want to use Overwatch to go ahead and target these folks so we can keep them safe.
So when you were, you know, everything, author, poet, teacher, philanthropist, how in God's name, lastly, in God's name, did like one of the greatest kickers in the history of the NFL end up doing this? Like, how did you go from that to this?
You know, I was a legislative aide in the U.S. Senate before I made it in the NFL. Then I worked in Washington half my time, including in the Drug Abuse Policy Office. And you just have to keep your eyes open, your heart open to see here are people, first of all, on the Border Patrol that need respect and love and support, because there have been 20 suicides plus. Nobody ever talks about that. It's just a common sense thing. You want to protect this country. And if somebody wants to contribute, then come on in. But if you're not there for the right reasons, we got to make sure that the law enforcement have what it takes to make sure that we make it a lot harder for those bad guys to
come in. Your Overwatch program.
Yes.
And I mean, can you imagine from that to this? Like, you know, it's pretty cool.
It is. It's pretty nice because it
it's
is
pretty
a way,
creative.
It is what we need, right? It is going to, it's a game changer for helping law enforcement.
Do either of these guys deal with you? Does Biden or Trump deal with you?
No.
They won't deal with you?
No.
They think you're a moron.
No,
we want nothing to do with him. Meanwhile, you know 10 times more than both of them.
You know, they retweet or they'll read stuff that goes on. I do a lot of public speaking. I stick to the facts about the border, and that's what it allows me to be able to use things like
this. So, last but not least, you know, the tunnels you used to deal with the Coke.
Yeah.
They got tunnels here in Vegas now. They have Teslas that go from the convention center to the airport, to all the casinos.
Yeah.
It's underground tunnels. I need some underground tunnels so I can escape here, go back to the casino, bet on the game, bet on the over kicks at 47.5, bet over the 1.5, and then bet that Butker's going to kick 4 field goals. Hey, it's an honor to me. You know, when I was a little kid, my grandpa was an artist.
You were a little kid? It's hard for me to see that.
He painted on my wall as a child was a giant wall, entire covering of Jan Stenerud kicking a field goal for the Kansas City
Chiefs. He was pretty
good. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Chris, thank you.
Hey, nice meeting you. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver High was so excited last night to do the radio show with me that I passed out, and the stress of his excitement to have me do the radio show with him from 8 to 10 East caused me to pass out and like have a moment where I just kind of, you know, I blacked out. And then so he had George Kurtz do it instead. And we love Blue Liner. The old Blue Liner was in filling the gap for me because I collapsed at Radio Row in a blackout. And Sussman poured water over me at around, I think, when the show was over. And I went back to the casino and started losing money at a rapid clip. So today I have promised Carver High, allegedly, that I will do the radio show with him tonight from 8 to 10 Eastern on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159, and Sports Byline and their affiliates. I did want to tell you about one other thing. When you go to BetMGM and open your account, okay, because you're going to want to get an account with BetMGM. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. It's sign up, put $5 in your account, open your account on iOS or Android or BetMGM.com, and then bet $5 on anything, standard odds price. Win or lose, when you bet the $5, they're going to give you $158 in bonus bets immediately. This is the greatest thing that has happened since Robbie wouldn't give me a DiGiorno pizza slice. Honestly, I'm thinking that if somebody handed me $158, Carver High, I'd be able to buy all kinds of pizza. And instead, what I'll do is with my $158, I will put it back. I will reinvest in BetMGM and continue to make bets while I'm on my app in Vegas or otherwise. You could have one in New Jersey. You could have one in Vegas. Like, I was in the BetMGM Sportsbook last night at the hotel, and it was BetMGM. Jamie Foxx was everywhere, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm a little surprised somebody hasn't come over to me and given me a drink or $158 while I'm here, because they know how lethal I am. If you give me money, what I'll turn it into. I'm like growing weed over here.
That's good. You got, at least you got back over there after they dumped the water on your head last night, so you had that going for you.
It is true.
That is true. I have a few things here. Let's see if we can get them all in. Let me finish NBA. I was screaming at you before, Nick Lowry, that I like the over in the OKC-Utah game tonight, which is 238.5, and the Thunder are -3.5 on the road here against Marketing and the crew.
Yeah, so I just wanted to look, and you know what I did, Mike, because I was so bad last night with the Lakers and the other, I can't remember. It was Lakers Charlotte, and there was one other game that I did. It was
Clippers.
What was it last night?
No, I
didn't bet the Clippers over. No, I didn't bet the Clippers over. I'll tell you what game it was that I bet the total and lost. It was the New Orleans Toronto one. I had the under and it went over 238, so it went over. So I lost both of those. I did so poorly in the NBA last night that all I did tonight was hockey and college basketball. So I will tell you, what is that number you're telling me about that game that you just said? OKC, it's 238 with Utah. I love that
230.
Over.
238.5 for the Thunder and the Jazz tonight. So that's an over for me.
And I'll take the 3.5 with the Jazz at home in Salt Lake Shakers. They're lethal on their home floor. And I think I seen OKC lay down the other night and die on the road and not play hard. I think they're an incredible team. But if they're ever going to be stung, it would be in this place on the road.
And the last one I have for you is the Bucks, who are still out west. They're in Phoenix tonight against the Suns. Suns -3.5, 243. So a big total here, too. 243.5 for the Bucks and the Suns.
Well, I think, Doc has done a great job of, you know, coming into the Bucks system and ruining the team in a matter of 10 days. So I'm going to go against him again and go Suns in the Valley. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with KD. Beal's been lighting it up. He had 43 the other night. Booker's been lighting it up. He's been having 40, 50-point games. And KD's been having 40-point games, 33-point games. I'm going to go Suns, lay it. And I think, again, it's criminal that Doc Rivers is coaching the East in the All-Star game. Because of that, I will not watch the game. That guy getting that gig is the most insulting thing I've seen in the NBA since people made fun of Zion being fat.
There you go, your NBA. All right, so if you have college racket, you have hockey, I have plenty of that for you tonight. I mean, I just got tons of college basketball games we got to get to. Let's go here. Ole Miss is at South Carolina tonight. South Carolina -3.5. We have Rutgers at Maryland at College Park. DePaul visits St. John's, 21.5 for Patino and the crew. Clemson visits North Carolina -6.5. And Oklahoma State getting 20.5 at Houston. Some big numbers.
Okay, so first of all, let me say this, that this is the first time in 4 years that I can actually read the odds on the monitor in front of me. As you know, I do everything in Braille now because I can't read anything, but I can actually see these odds. And I'm going to start with this, that Houston will hold Oklahoma State tonight to under 50 points. They will hold them under 50 and shut them down like Virginia did Miami last night. I think Oklahoma State's going to the Fertitta Center to get whacked. They're gonna cover and they're gonna hold them literally almost scoreless. And I think the game, I bet it under. I like North Carolina always at home. I think Clemson is overrated. I see him as a high seed in the NCAA tournament. Jerry Palm had him. Lenardi had him as a high seed. They lose at Little John, let alone at the Smith Center. Give me North Carolina. I think St. John's will rake DePaul. DePaul's basketball team is so bad, they were thinking of starting the girls' volleyball team in the game tonight on the road at New York because they're better than the men's basketball team. Rutgers, Maryland, College Park. I'll tell you what, I'll take this 7.5. I thought Rutgers looked good for the first time all year the other night over the weekend when they won on the road. I'll take the 7.5. I'll probably lose that bet. I like South Carolina in Columbia laying 3.5 against Ole Miss. But I have been making money on Ole Miss. I think they got a decent basketball team this year. And same thing with their football program. One thing I know about Oxford, Mississippi, if you go to the games now in basketball and football, I mean, it's almost like it's like an orgy. I mean, it is literally a party at every game, football and basketball, packed, people getting rowdy, people getting hammered. It is fun.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, that's for sure. Florida State is at Chestnut Hill tonight against BC. Here it is, game of the night. Indiana and Ohio State getting together in Columbus. Minus 5.5 for the Buckeyes. Iowa State is at Texas. Dayton visits St. Joseph's. BYU now getting 1.5 at Oklahoma. They were 1.5-point favorites last night, Scotty, when I was looking at that game.
Mike, I like Oklahoma and Norman. I bet it this morning at -1.5. No problem. I took St. Joe's, and I got 2 this morning. The game's in Philadelphia. I will not deny Dayton is way better than St. Joe's, but I'm feeling like something crazy might happen in that game tonight. I bet Texas. I laid 2 this morning in Austin against Iowa State. Same thing here. Iowa State's a lot better. I think they go to Austin tonight and lose to the Horns. I'm going to go rogue. Completely rogue and take Indiana in the points in Columbus. And I think if they lose to Indiana, Ohio State, I think the Buckeyes will end up firing their coach at the end of the season without a doubt. He's in trouble anyway on the hot seat. You heard earlier Big Ten Ben, he said he thinks Woodson's in trouble in Bloomington. And I got to tell you, I'm inclined to take Florida State and the points in Chestnut Hill against BC.
I'm inclined to do that as well. Butler visits UConn tonight. Number one, UConn in action at home. That is a heavy number that the Bulldogs are going to be getting up there. 15.5. Kentucky laying 10.5 on the road at Vandy. New Mexico laying 10.5 at Wyoming. Texas Tech getting 5.5 at Baylor. And Nevada and Utah State -5.5 for the Aggies.
Okay, so you know, I know a lot of people like Butler with the game against UConn. I don't. I know a lot of people are taking those points. I think Kentucky, I'm not going to do that. I like UConn. I think Kentucky actually goes to Smashville and rubs out Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt is awful. New Mexico and Wyoming and Laramie, too many points for me. I'll take the Cowboys and the points in Laramie. I like Baylor at home against Texas Tech. Everyone thinks that's going to be a great game. It is. I still like the Bears at home in Waco, and I do like the Aggies in Logan to handle Nevada and Alford's Wolfpack, and I'm laying the 5.5. I do have,
believe it or not,
Dahani Jones here, Carver High.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Nowhere.
Go talk
how can you read all that?
That's the first
How could you
time,
read that?
It's the first time I just said.
No, I think you have new progressive lenses.
Listen,
that's what happened. You have new progressive. That's the only way you can read that, because I can't even see it from here.
Before you showed up, literally 2 minutes ago, I said, for the first time in 5 years, I can read the monitor. Because when I do this show at home and do the studio in New York,
your optometrist has to be your new sponsor.
Listen,
that's the only way you can see it.
At one point in your career, you used to do my show, and I think it was when I was on Howard Stern. When did you do my show? Do you remember me, Pharrell on a bench?
Well, I don't remember.
I remember you, barely.
I remember because I remember your voice.
Right.
You know, you have an iconic voice, and you kind of think about
this
it.
This is like, when you
I've definitely been the show. I know, but it was probably like 10 years.
It was.
15 years ago. Wow.
It was. It was at least 15, 16 years ago, but I think you were starting to do your crazy TV shows.
Where I traveled around the world?
Yeah, I think it was when you started.
That was in 2006, 2007. So,
but you're
right. That's about 15 years ago.
You regularly did the show, and then I remember you had like a high level of fashion, a high level of taste.
What do you think?
A high level, like a worldly guy, and you were bizarre. Remember when I remember doing it? I was sitting here asking people today. I go, I think this guy used to do my show, but I'm so old now.
I think we're young. I think we're young. We're experienced.
I do have progressive.
We're tenured. I have progressives too.
They're great, aren't they?
I just got them.
They're fresh.
I tried to hold back for a little bit because I didn't want them.
It's good to see you, bro. My man. It's been forever. You know what's weird is you did the show and you actually never met me. We just did it on the phone always. You did it as a radio guest always because you were such a freak back then. I was like, we got to get this guy on my show because he's so entertaining.
Well, I appreciate it.
What the hell are you doing now?
I appreciate you having me here at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. What am I doing? I'm hanging out here at Radio Row, and one of the things that, you know, I'm really excited to talk about, and you'll have a straight shot right over there. You see
right.
That Cafe Momentum in between FanDuel and SiriusXM?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right over there, those are youth affected justice.
This is not going well. What is it?
Youth that have been affected by the justice system, right?
They, so in other words, kids that have been screwed over by the feds and the cops and the popo.
Justice affected youth, and Cafe Momentum has been around for a little bit of time in Dallas, Texas, and has done a fantastic job about helping those youth, you know, those justice affected youth,
troubled youth,
be able to work through the system, and they have a 12-month program, paid internship program, where people are able to understand who they believe in them and give them, empower them so that they can not go back into
the system. So you're changing kids' lives and for the better and making a difference in kids' lives. You're mentor.
Exactly. So you have the Players Coalition that's working with them. You have the Stand Together Foundation working with them. You have the NFL and everybody here. So hopefully you'll be able to go over there, and that's on tomorrow, which is the 7th, and the next day on the 8th, between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock p.m.
Well, listen,
so young people are going
to
be over there.
It's great to see you. I hate to be so short because I got you on at least before we ended.
No,
the
that
segment.
Was perfect. Make sure everybody goes to cafemomentum.org/.
Cafe Momentum, son. Everybody check it out when you're here at Radio Row. It's great to see you. I love
Thank
you. It's been a long time. We finally got to meet in person.
Absolutely.
You look fresh. You're still doing your thing. I'm glad you're doing things for kids. I think it's awesome. My man, thanks for coming on
Thank
the
you.
Show.
All right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So one thing I wanted to be clear about Mafia and Carver High was that I have done shows with these guys next to me for like years, like 20 years, and it shows you how old I'm getting when I don't remember any of their names. I just remember like one of their, I remember his first name, and then that, thank God for that, because I don't remember his last name.
The same people that you've had all the time, it's that you have
right.
Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin next to you, I'm pretty sure is who you probably
that's right.
have.
That's,
I would have to believe.
That's right, but they replaced Jim Miller. He's not doing it anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're right, it's Pat Kerwin, because I remembered his name was Pat, and what happened before was when the cop was here and the kicker was here, I slammed the table, and when I slammed the table, the entire set stopped performing their shows. Russo was at the other end. He stopped and looked over with his red bifocals on. He looks like Grandpa Jones. And then Kerwin and this other guy turned around, and literally the other guy turned around so fast, he's going to have to go to a chiropractor because his neck broke. Like, honestly, I remember when I did that, it was Randy Velichek, right? The guy that I upset at the Devils game. Is that the guy? Who's the guy? No,
yeah.
Who's the guy? What's his name? The guy that does the Rangers studio show. What's that guy's name?
Oh, John Giannone. Was that who you got? John Giannone?
No, the other guy, the hockey player, the old hockey player does it for the Rangers.
Dave
guy.
Maloney?
Not the old guy, Dave Maloney, the younger guy. What is it, Mafia? Ron Duguay gets tons of chicks. There's another guy, and I always thought it was Randy Velichek, but it's not. Anyway, my bad. I just want everyone to know that I ruined everyone's day, and I have absolutely zero regret, and I don't feel bad at all about it. It was so awesome. Coffee is sitting here right now going, it really was kind of cool when you slammed the table. And I mean, it smacked so loud. Oh, real quick, I got the under Edmonton, Vegas, under 6. I got the Winnipeg, Pittsburgh, under 5.5. I got Philly, under 6.5, and I did bet the Colorado to beat the Devils in the Rock. And then I like Vancouver in Carolina, and I like the Capitals. How's that?
Tonight on the radio.
Right, I'll see you on the radio.
Edmonton going for 17 in a row tonight in town.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.